It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Barbie Heck. She's the executive director of the Carbon County Chamber of Commerce. Lots of wins for the Chamber of Commerce in the last little while. We had a few new businesses that she wants to welcome to the chamber. Had a great casino night. But we're really going to talk and focus on the upcoming luncheon for the chamber that they do. And then, of course, board meetings coming up June 1st. It's hard to believe that we're saying June 1st, and it's not that far away. So let's bring Barbie in, and we'll talk a little bit about it. Barbie, thank you so much for joining us today.
Good morning. Thanks for having me, Dave.
So let's jump in and say, you know, you have had, in 2 days, you had three ribbon cuttings, right?
We did, yes.
So let's talk about those and kind of welcome those businesses to the chamber.
So we had Tire Buster Supreme Auto Care did a grand opening. They have they're under new management. They've done some remodeling inside. And so they had a big grand opening on Friday morning. JD and TJ and the guys gave free tacos, and you guys were there, and it was awesome. So we're super excited about Tire Buster's, the changes that the Tire Buster's has going on. And then the second ribbon cutting on Friday was for Crafty Designs by Jody. She's got a new location also. She's right underneath the other radio station on Main Street, and she's added several things to her business. She now has two nail techs in her shop, so you could do manicures and pedicures. So give Camlin and Michaela a call and talk to them about that. And then Jody also has, along with her candles, she has t-shirts and some 3D printed items and purses and all kinds of gifts in that. So if you're looking for a gift, go see Crafty Designs by Jody, because it's awesome.
And I heard that you can even go in there and make your own candles if you want.
You absolutely can. Jody offers all kinds of classes. She wants to host Bunko Night. She, that's really definitely a benefit that Jody offers. You can go and pick your own scent and make your candle. You can decide the size of it. She has all kinds of different containers that you can put your candle in. There's car or room fresheners. There's it is definitely a place you need to go shop.
All right, so you had those two, and as if your Friday wasn't busy enough,
yeah,
then you had casino night. Yeah, how did casino night go?
Casino night is always so much fun, and everyone was so successful. It was a record breaker for the chamber, and we really appreciate all the sponsor support and all the prize donations, and then of course all of the people who came out and had a good time.
So looking forward to another one.
Can't wait. We'll be planning another one for next spring.
All right, so you had those, and then everybody had to wake up early Saturday morning because we had another ribbon cutting welcoming another business to the chamber, this time up in Helper on Saturday morning, right?
Yes, Amy and Jerron had their grand opening at Helper Beer, and it was awesome. It's a microbrewery and a restaurant. And if you haven't been there, you're really missing out. So go see Jerron and Amy.
And that's what I was going to say. It's right down the street from my house. We've been a couple of times. The food is phenomenal. The pizzas are great. They've got that wood fire pizza oven.
Oh, it's amazing.
And you know what? The drinks aren't that bad either. We'll just leave it at that.
Okay. We'll just leave it at that. And great service there too.
Absolutely. Yeah. Great, fun, new restaurant, new business place to go check out up there in Helper. So coming up, we've got the next luncheon for the chamber. That's coming up on May 18th. Let's do a little rundown. Let us know where it's going to be and what's all that's going to have.
So, Thursday, May 18th at noon at Ascension St. Matthew's Church. And the speaker is Steve Swinburne, and the discussion will be how to communicate expectations with your team. I don't know if you know Steve Swinburne, but he's a terrific speaker and he's a great teacher. So come join us.
He really is. Really, really great guy. Comes in and talks all the time on behalf of Price Chapel. And so, yeah, get up and if you don't know Steve, go up to this and introduce yourself and meet him. He's a great guy. You won't
really
regret
is.
It, I promise.
For sure, I agree.
And then you always have spotlights of local businesses and community helpers and things like that. So who's it going to be this year?
So our business spotlight this month is JD from Tire Busters is going to come talk to us about all the good stuff they have going on there. And then our community spotlight is your annual pie auction.
And that's coming up.
Yeah.
June 14th. It's going to be a lot of fun. We always enjoy it because it's just a day. It seems hectic, but it's really not. It's a day that we're helping out the community, and we have a good time with that one,
yeah,
too. So RSVP to you, and what's the fee for this one?
$18 for chamber members and $25 for non-members. And you can call me at 435-637-2788, or you can visit our website, carboncountychamber.net. Or just stop by the office.
All right. And when do you want those RSVPs in?
I'd like to have them by Friday, May 12th. But if you're late and you're interested in coming, please call me because we always have extra seats.
All right. And then, of course, we need to wrap up by talking about, I said I can't believe we're talking about something that's in June, but it really is only a couple of weeks away.
I know.
June 1st is the board meeting. So what kind of things go on at board meetings? And the great thing is anybody can go to these, right?
Oh, yes. They're open to the public. And if you join us, we usually start off our board meetings welcoming our guests and asking them to introduce themselves and tell us a little bit about what they're doing. If we have city officials, they give us updates about the city. And then we talk about our financials and just upcoming events. So we'll be starting to plan our golf tournament soon, and that will be October 6th and 7th. But the planning of it will start soon.
All right. So once again, if you have any interest in what goes on at the chamber, you're more than welcome to go to the board meeting June 1st, and it's there in the county building, correct? In the conference room?
In the lower conference room, yes.
All right. Barbie Heck with the Carbon County Chamber of Commerce. Thanks for stopping in today and talking to us all about the things that are going on with the chamber. We appreciate it. And we'll be talking again soon, I'm sure.
Thank you, Dave.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.